From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president on Friday. Iraqi military officials say they've launched an operation to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign. The Reuters news agency quoted Army Colonel Salah Karim as saying the objective is to prevent remaining IS groups from disappearing into the desert region and using it as a base to launch future attacks. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials said the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. A provincial government spokesman said the victims were supporters of the commander and were demanding his reinstatement. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing. From Washington, this is VOA News.